Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God!
911 emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress. From impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion. We've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. Video from police agencies give officers experience in pressured situations before they ever hit the streets. Because when you roll onto a crime scene, you want to go in armed with knowledge. So get ready. In the next hour, you'll see for yourself moments officers have studied, moments they must be prepared for, moments they hope will never happen to them.
Los Angeles. A stolen sport utility vehicle blasts through city streets.
Unbelievable. They're up to 80 miles an hour.
Inside the vehicle are two teenage girls. The driver is only 15. Her accomplice is only 14.
These girls are just pushing their way through these intersections.
These suspects have never had a driving lesson, but that doesn't stop them from taking outrageous risks.
She can barely control the car. She keeps turning very wide. Oh, no. Okay, look at that. She's up on the curb.
The helicopter's bright light helps track the wild teens as they roar through dark residential streets. But there's a problem. This pursuit is now headed toward the airport. The police and news choppers have to hold back until they get clearance from air traffic control.
Well, they're heading toward LAX, and, well, we're waiting for permission to enter their airspace.
But patrol units on the ground are still tracking their every move. Within moments, the pilot gets the okay, and the helicopter is back in business.
Well, look at that. They're accelerating. They're up to 100 miles an hour now.
Officers do their best to keep cross traffic at bay.
Well, this young driver could barely control the car before, but at these speeds, it's just extremely dangerous.
When the teen driver speeds onto this bumpy road, tragedy is only moments away. The vehicle races over a bump and bottoms out. Losing control, the young driver barrels into cross traffic. The man and woman in the other car don't see them until it's too late. Police rush the sport utility vehicle, but the driver's door is jammed from the collision. So she's taken out through the window. Within moments, both suspects are in custody. Officers immediately rescue the couple in the other car and make a startling discovery. There's a baby inside. Fortunately, the infant was strapped into a child's seat and is not injured. The parents are treated for minor injuries and released. The fact that they even survived this crash is amazing. These teenage girls had too much car and not enough skill to control it. Their desperate run from police almost took out an entire family. But of all the charges these girls racked up, they were incredibly lucky. They avoided the worst charge of all, manslaughter. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Officer Joe DeRue pursues a woman suspected of drunk driving.
Seven at quarter. She's not stopping for me. If I know where she lives here, I'll try and get an ID on her.
A run on the plates reveals the truck is registered locally. If the driver is drunk, she's probably trying to get home.
Pull over! Pull over!
The woman disobeys the officer. She definitely has somewhere she wants to be.
She's gone through the line here. Back eastbound on Britain.
Seconds later, she barrels into an otherwise peaceful neighborhood.
Northbound on Northland. I think she's going back home. Give me those numbers on Sunset again, headquarters.
The suspect is almost home. The officer alerts his backup unit.
Okay, five, let me get up here a little closer. I'll get ready to bail out and get her before she gets in there.
The woman turns into her driveway.
There we go.
Officer DeRue is ready to take her down.
Hello.
But then the unthinkable happens. The crazed suspect aims what appears to be a weapon.
Is that a gun? Damn it, put your hands down!
DeRue doesn't want to fire, but she's leaving him no choice.
Put your hands down!
At that moment, Officer Chuck Lucas arrives on the scene. He gets a better view of the suspect just in time.
Yeah, it's not a gun. It's not a gun. It's not a gun. It's a car phone. It's a car phone.
It's only a cell phone, but she's holding it like a gun. The woman is obviously disturbed. When she turns her back, the officers tackle her.
There's a damn car phone. Just about got killed for it.
Yep.
Lucky for this woman, these officers are well trained to know when to shoot and when not to. Officers later discover what the desperate suspect wanted. Upset over a domestic quarrel, she tried to get police to kill her in front of her house, hoping her lover would be watching. But thanks to the restraint of one officer...
Is that a gun? Damn it, put your hands down!
...and the sharp eye of another...
Yeah, it's not a gun, it's not a gun, it's not a gun!
This woman is alive. Instead of the funeral she wanted, she's getting the help she needs.
When faced with an armed robber, we always recommend that you give them what they want and let the police do their job. But some people show surprising defiance when faced with crime.
Toronto, Canada. A man threatens a female clerk with a hidden gun. He thinks he has an easy score. He reaches for the money. But the feisty clerk slams the drawer on his outstretched hand. Despite the robber's extreme pain, he keeps grabbing for the cash. But this tough woman has a simple plan. Keep slamming. The smiling clerk rings up a victory as the beaten robber flees. Hamilton, Canada. The masked robber on the left thinks a heavy metal rod will frighten the clerk into giving up the loot. The clerk, an amateur golfer, is not in a giving mood. He shows that resistance is par for this course. The robber takes the club away and turns his attention back to the register. He thinks he's back in control. He thinks wrong. The clerk has another club and delivers a blow so forceful, it snaps the head right off the club. The crook shakes it off, hoping the clerk is done. The clerk must have a caddy under the counter. He has another club. This crook has had enough. He takes the register and tries to leave. But this clerk is just getting warmed up. Not wanting another five iron in the face, the robber drops the register and runs. Confronting an armed assailant is always the last option. However, when ordinary people turn the tables, would-be felons don't always get what they want. Sometimes, they get what they deserve. Saturday night, 10:15. This drunk driver won't stop, so police units have set up a roadblock ahead. The pursuing officer lets his fellow lawmen know that they're almost there.
He's the next one to you, after the car.
Officers fear the suspect might swerve past a regular spike strip. That's why tonight, they've deployed something different, a camouflage spike strip. The unwitting driver hits the target and blows his tires. Because the spikes are hidden within a dark plastic sheath. The driver doesn't know what he hit. All he knows is that he's careening out of control.
He just hit the wall.
Seconds later, the crippled pickup skids off the highway.
He's in the ditch.
And the officers have their man. coming up on World's Wildest Police Video.
This wreck.
It's a crime wave.
He's running.
When hate mongers flood the streets. Inebriated women.
I said look.
Unleash a torrent of rage. And fugitive teens.
This guy's just dangerous.
Surf through rush hour traffic. When crime races in, it's all police can do to hold back the tide. Next. They run on foot. They run on wheels. They run on pure adrenaline. But sooner or later, they run out of time. Ottawa Hills, Ohio. An officer spots a car with expired plates.
Turn the car off.
37's in pursuit.
But this driver has several outstanding warrants and drug paraphernalia inside his car. He knows he's going to jail if he stops.
Southbound Holland, Sylvania, dispatch.
But he's not stopping until something stops him.
He wrecked. He wrecked on Holland, Sylvania. We need a squad.
The suspect loses control, skidding across the road and shearing off a fire hydrant. He climbs out of the twisted wreck and tears through backyards. Moments later, he runs right into the police.
Turn the car off.
The threat of hard time kept this suspect running.
He's in pursuit.
But his desperate attempts didn't get him very far. His wild run from the police.
He wrecked.
Lasted less than 2 minutes.
It never ceases to amaze drug enforcement officers just how foolish a dealer can be. Every day, these cops are reminded just why they call it dope.
Milledgeville, Georgia. Two officers stopped this driver for a minor traffic violation.
We're going to give you a warning about the car lot, the back of that.
But the driver's rambling speech makes the officer suspicious. The driver agrees to a search because he knows there are no drugs in the car. The drugs are hidden on the passenger.
Sir, how about you stepping out of the car for me?
The officer searches the car while his partner keeps an eye on both suspects. Desperate to get rid of the drugs in his pocket, the passenger wanders over to the tall grass.
Hey, partner, come here. Good. Put your hands up here on the hood.
Fearing he's about to get caught, the passenger makes a break for it. He heads for the woods with the officer at his heels. When the suspect makes his break, the officer manages to grab only a handful of T-shirt. In the scuffle, he also sees the drugs drop to the ground. But his first priority is to catch the crook. The second officer knows his partner may need backup. He quickly cuffs the driver. Stopping only long enough to grab the suspect's car keys, he hurries to assist. With both officers gone, the driver makes a desperate attempt to scatter the evidence. It's no use. The officers know they saw the suspect drop the contraband.
He was right here. What'd you do with the rest of it, buddy?
The officer has already found more drugs in the passenger's pants.
Yeah, it's scratch.
These drug dealers tried to conceal the evidence.
Hey, Bonnie, come here. Come here.
And tried to destroy the evidence. But the officer stayed one step ahead of them.
Keep it right here.
To get all the evidence and put these dealers away. Atlanta, Georgia. At this stoplight, a police cruiser approaches a sports car. The officer has noticed that the vehicle has no plates. No plates, plus evasion. Two clues that the car is stolen.
Northbound Monroe, coming up on the curve.
The turbocharged sports car rockets ahead. It tears around corners like a jet fighter.
1020, coming up on Piedmont Road.
Then, the inevitable. The driver is too inexperienced to take this corner at high speed. And he pays for it dearly.
41.
Just as the officer is about to check on the suspect, part of the undercarriage catches fire.
1040, you got 33 auto.
Amazingly, the driver is still conscious. He crawls out the shattered rear window and bolts.
1020, he's running. He's wearing blue jeans. He's running through the woods. He's running eastbound through the woods. Stand by.
After a brief foot pursuit, the suspect is apprehended. When a high-performance sports car meets a low-performance driver, all it takes is one bad move to bring a pursuit to a crashing halt. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, here comes trouble. A drunken damsel comes on strong. A belligerent boyfriend.
This guy's just dangerous.
Comes back the wrong way. And a midnight marauder.
Extreme caution.
Comes to the end of the line.
They just wrecked, damn it.
When crooks start rocking, trouble comes knocking.
This is a nightmare.
Next.
He's doing speeds of 100 miles an hour. Extreme caution.
The high cost of crime. From close calls.
This guy's just dangerous.
To collisions. To catastrophes.
He rolled it.
For whatever kind of damage criminals cause, someone has to make them pay.
In any pursuit, you have to know how to hold back. If you follow too close and the suspect loses control, you might find yourself involved in the crash.
Daphne, Alabama. Two officers pursue a man suspected of firing a gun in a local nightclub.
You were at 90 miles an hour.
He's armed, dangerous, and running wild. A lethal combination. The suspect takes the whole road for his own. At this hour, there's not much traffic, and the officers give him plenty of room.
Well, use extreme caution. This vehicle's by way to run.
Okay, radio, pull up on a county line.
The suspect charges into the city of Mobile through the Warren Tunnel. He shoots straight down the center line, picking up even more speed.
We're at over 100 miles an hour.
A confined space increases the potential for catastrophe. The officers back off even more. The tunnel leads to a series of freeway off-ramps. The suspect could lose the officers in the maze. He never gets the chance. Taking the curve too fast, the suspect loses control. The officers keep a safe distance as the car spins out, then slams into a concrete divider. The suspect drifts to the side of the road. In a flash, he's out and running. The patrol car rumbles off-road to chase him down. The suspect runs toward a chain-link fence. He could be over it in seconds. But the officers don't give him the chance. These officers knew when to hold back and when to strike. So when their suspect made one fateful mistake,
they just wrecked on it.
They struck quickly to take him down. Kinston, North Carolina. This woman sweeping up may look just like an ordinary store clerk, but she's probably the luckiest woman alive.
I always had to take care of myself. And so I try not to be intimidated by anybody. I'm a shy type of person until you get me the wrong way.
The store has no customers, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a quiet night. As the clerk sweeps up, two young men, wanted in a string of armed robberies, peer through the window. Finding the woman alone, they come inside.
How y'all doing?
One man asks for a pack of cigarettes. The other warns his partner there's a video monitor, but it doesn't matter to these arrogant crooks. One man gives the clerk a five so she'll have to make change. The moment she opens the register, he draws an automatic.
How about empty the cash, please?
And have what?
Empty the cash, please.
With her life in jeopardy, the clerk should do everything they say. But not this clerk.
I'm gonna pop that back inside. You're on camera too. Who you playing with?
I'm playing for real, ain't
it? Get out. And I'm not playing. Get out.
This kind of bravery gets people killed every day. Enraged, the gunman cocks his pistol. But the gun jams. The crooks decide to cut their losses. Incredibly, when the gunman drops his bullets, this death-defying store clerk pushes her luck to the limit.
You shoot me, all right?
She's taking a deadly chance, but somehow her luck holds. The robbers leave the store. The woman calls 911.
Man put a gun on me, told my kids, hit my all the chains, and now they're walking down the street. I told them, now you're trying to shoot through the window, but it's bulletproof. Yes, ma'am, will you have someone come here and lock the door?
Only after going outside were these cowardly crooks able to shoot. The clerk may be crazy, but her lucky streak is amazing. So unshakable is her confidence, she even takes her time locking the door. Then it's back to cleaning, as if nothing ever happened. The next day, these same men held up another store. They shot the clerk twice in the stomach. It could easily have been this woman.
I don't think I'm lucky, but I didn't push my luck. I don't do that work anymore.
Now Monica James has a different kind of job, one that she says is less risky.
Now I drive cabs.
A desperate suspect will push his vehicle to the limit. In city traffic, that racing car becomes a speeding bullet that puts everyone in danger.
Bismarck, North Dakota. Highway patrol officers spot a stolen van on a desolate stretch of highway.
Ma'am, direct to monitor the vehicle with your PA.
With backup units in place, officers order the suspect out.
Get out of the vehicle right now!
But instead of surrendering, he makes a split-second decision. To run. He forces a pickup off the road. Other drivers swerve onto the shoulder as the pursuit blows by them.
Southbound, speeds of 100 miles an hour.
Flirting with catastrophe, he comes within inches of one 18-wheeler after another. As police try to get ahead of him, he only goes faster. They now realize the man is heading downtown. If he makes it, more innocent lives will be at risk. They have to shut him down now. Troopers prepare to lay down spike strips. They race to clear the roads ahead so they can get into position to spring their trap. Before they get a chance, the suspect exits the freeway. As deputies try to box him in, he roars by. He's now headed straight into downtown. Officers lose sight of him momentarily and race to catch up. But by the time they get there, it's too late. The suspect's high-speed flight is ended in a three-car pileup. Officers rush to help the victims trapped inside the twisted wrecks. Within minutes, they're sent to area hospitals. This felon made a split-second decision to run. Maybe if he had thought a second longer, he might have realized that a decision like that is never the right one. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video.
This guy's just dangerous.
Tempers flare out of control. Hot-headed hooligans meet their match. Hot-blooded women meet their fate. And hot-handed burglars meet rush hour traffic. Get on next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
I said look!
Criminals.
No, he's not stopping.
They can be sneaky.
You're getting me real suspicious.
They can be evasive. Or they can be in your face.
You're on my list, buddy.
And that's why cops must be ready for them all.
33, we have backup response.
Little Rock, Arkansas. State Trooper John Scarborough pulls over a driver for speeding.
Who rented the car?
This stretch of interstate is popular with drug traffickers. So the trooper is on high alert for anyone who acts like he has something to hide.
Where are you coming from today?
Just heading back home, coming from Arizona.
So far, no problem.
How long you been out there, Dave?
About a day or two.
day or two?
Yeah, a day or two.
One day or 2 days?
Well, 2 days.
Okay.
The driver's responses are hesitant. Trooper Scarborough decides to question the passenger.
Oh, yeah, this looks fine.
But when his answers don't match the driver's...
Oh, you went to California, too?
No, I didn't.
Did he?
There's something definitely wrong.
What did you say California for? You're getting me real suspicious.
He needs to find out what.
I'm going to ask your consent to search the vehicle.
Backup arrives to take control of the suspicious pair. They're put in the back seat of Scarborough's cruiser, where the camera records their every word. What they say explains why they're so tense.
Were you smart enough to put it in your coat?
No.
You gonna find it?
As the trooper continues his search, the two get even more nervous.
Uh-oh. Looking at something.
They realize this temporary stop could end in a permanent detour.
Ronnie, what do you think I was going to do?
Scarborough's hunch finally pays off.
Say the bundle of marijuana?
Suddenly, they know it's all over.
Mary's got it. Damn it, Ronnie.
They begin to blame one another.
Man, I thought you were smart enough to put that thing underneath the finger.
Instead of getting top dollar for high-grade dope, these two suspects are now paying a high-priced penalty.
Uh-oh.
This is one load of dope that will never hit the streets, thanks to the sharp instincts and determination of Trooper John Scarborough, an officer ready and willing to risk everything to carry out the job he was sworn to do.
When an officer puts on a badge, it's more than just a symbol of authority. It's a promise to the people. A promise to protect and serve, even if it means laying down his own life. The state police in Arkansas have joined me in dedicating this portion of the show to the memory of Trooper John Scarborough, who was killed in the line of duty, fulfilling that promise to protect and serve.
Madison Heights, Michigan. Two officers spot a motorcycle weaving in and out of traffic. The officers start to move in on the reckless biker.
We're just kind of getting ready, kids. They have something.
But when they enter a construction zone, the officers hold back. They don't want to cause a traffic jam in the narrow lane.
We're continuing west to the intersection now, 59.
The biker knows police are on his tail, so he stays on his best behavior for now. Then, when he spots an open lane, he takes off like a shot. But when he runs a red light, he doesn't see the car pulling out in front of him until it's too late.
We're on Union Chapel. We've got a 1050 going. Somebody's got his car tied up with him.
The motorcycle goes flying in a shower of sparks. The biker is thrown to the pavement.
We've got one injured on the ground.
The biker was rushed to a hospital, where he was admitted with multiple injuries. Fortunately, the driver and passenger in the car were not seriously hurt. When this biker tried hot-dogging through traffic and beating cops through a red light, he paid a huge price for his foolishness.
When you're arresting a woman, there's a natural tendency sometimes to be gentle with them, but that kind of thinking can get you in trouble.
In Burlington, North Carolina, an officer pulls over a woman driver and her female passenger. Moments earlier, the cop spotted the suspects driving away from a notorious crack house. After talking to the passenger in the back seat, the officer asks the driver to get out. But she's forgotten something in the car. When she goes back, several objects fall to the ground. Little baggies of crack cocaine. The woman must think the cop is blind. She tries to hide the drugs in her jacket. The officer demands to see the drugs, but the driver throws the crack away.
No, sir, it ain't mine.
The burly cop tries to arrest her calmly. However, the woman fights back with amazing strength. Seeing her opportunity for freedom, the passenger jumps out of the car and runs into the night. The officer is in a tough spot. With his larger size and strength, he doesn't want to hurt the smaller suspect. But when the woman fights her way back into the driver's seat, he has no choice. The officer goes for his pepper spray. The woman somehow manages to find the gas pedal, but she doesn't get far. She's arrested only a block away when backup arrives. This female felon will be charged with resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer, and drug possession.
When you're dealing with a female suspect and they get violent, your training has to take over and you're going to do the exact same things you do with a fighting man.
Call your county, Georgia, a sobriety testing site. This DUI suspect was so hostile, officers had to cuff her hands and feet. The deputies hope this woman is cooled out a little. But she's just getting started.
I said no!
The cops try to remain respectful, but this suspect is unhinged.
You're on my list, fighting.
The deputies are not impressed by the threats, so she gets physical.
Look what you did!
They're forced to subdue the raging woman before things get out of hand. But they give her one last chance to act civilized and pass the sobriety test. She blows it. The deputies have had enough. The special treatment ends here. And what thanks do the officers get for trying to be patient with her? A swift kick and a near miss below the belt. Women resisting arrest. It's a no-win situation that a cop never looks forward to. But each of these suspects pushed the officer's patience past the breaking point, leaving the cops with no other choice but to treat them like criminals. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, everything goes wrong. A suicidal car thief goes kamikaze. A hateful march goes berserk. And a teenage burglar,
this guy's just dangerous,
goes ballistic. When crooks go haywire, it's up to the cops to go into action.
10-4, Ava.
Next.
This guy's just dangerous.
The violent way. The hateful way. The suicidal way.
This is a nightmare.
Whichever way danger comes, police will go into battle to turn things the right way.
Move back!
In a pursuit, when an officer tries to save innocent lives, it's not just a chase, it's a race against time.
Willoughby, Ohio. Police stop a man who is suspected of stealing his ex-girlfriend's car. Instead of cooperating, the man pulls a gun. But he doesn't point it at the officer. He points it at himself. As police prepare for a standoff, the driver suddenly floors it. The man is on a suicide mission, and stopping him will literally mean the difference between life and death. Minutes later, the Pontiac flies onto the freeway and takes off into the night. It looks as if the suspect has gotten away. But then, out of nowhere, he appears and pulls a maneuver so shocking, it stuns the officers. The suspect has made a U-turn and is now headed the wrong way on the freeway and speeding towards the patrol car. With seconds to spare, the cruiser swerves, barely avoiding catastrophe. Now it's the officers who must do the unthinkable, just to catch up to this maniac. They somehow dodge the oncoming headlights and pray that their luck holds out. As officers continue to plow upstream against the speeding traffic, they see a cloud of smoke ahead. They fear that the driver has carried out his kamikaze mission. When they get to the scene, they find the suspect has crashed into another motorist. Both drivers are injured, but miraculously, there are no fatalities. The man cheated death but he couldn't avoid jail time. He got 2.5 years. When a desperate suspect does desperate things, police will go to incredible lengths to stop him. Sometimes even risking their lives to save a man who is clearly trying to end his own.
When police are dealing with a suspect with a history of substance abuse, taking away the weapon doesn't mean you've taken away the danger.
Rockford, Illinois. Police and hostage negotiators are in the middle of a volatile standoff. An armed woman sits in front of a bank, threatening suicide. She presses a knife tightly to her stomach. Then moments later, she holds a hypodermic needle to her neck. Police don't know what's in the syringe. They have to assume it's lethal.
Our concern is we don't want anything to happen to her. We certainly don't want her to harm herself.
The woman is so unstable, she can't even light a cigarette.
She obviously is very emotionally distraught, but we're also concerned for the safety of the officers. She did have a knife.
Soon, negotiators discover the reason for her behavior. This woman is a drug addict, and she's holding herself hostage for a fix. But when she directly threatens those who would help her, it's time for action. Officers move into place. The negotiator creates a diversion by handing her a cell phone.
He's pulling the pin.
The officer detonates a flashbang grenade, while another officer charges in with pepper spray. Police make their way through the smoke and spray and take away the knife.
I got the knife.
But she's still not completely disarmed.
Yeah, I got four needles here.
Then the unthinkable happens.
Ow!
Officer Stan North has just been jabbed by one of several dirty needles the woman had in her pockets. Suddenly, his life hangs in the balance.
Is there a needle in your arm? What do you get stuck on?
Meanwhile, the woman is taken to a mental health facility where she'll detox and get the help she needs.
Hey, guys, it's over.
The standoff is ended, but Officer North must wait days for the results of his lab test. When they come back, he's given a clean bill of health. Officer North is out of danger. This accident could easily have happened to any one of these police officers. They were only trying to save this disturbed woman from herself. And in the process, one officer was given a terrifying reminder of how unpredictable and dangerous this job can be.
A police officer is sworn to uphold the law. That includes the right to free speech, no matter how hateful that speech might be.
Memphis, Tennessee. Police officers stand on full alert. The Ku Klux Klan is here to rally on the steps of the city courthouse.
KKK is here today!
The Klan intentionally scheduled the rally to fall on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Their goal is simple, stir up some trouble. Just a block away, more than 2,000 anti-Klan demonstrators are held back by the police. If the Klan wants trouble, these folks are ready to give it to them. But it's the job of the Memphis police to see that they don't.
We're going to do it in an orderly manner.
Even though some of the officers are exactly the people the KKK hates, a SWAT team takes up position on the rooftop.
Stand up for our future!
Using loudspeakers to reach the crowd, the Klan spews forth their hatred.
Every one of you in that crowd that is white has the ability to change this country. If you choose to do nothing, you are nothing. You will perish just like
Sash! White power, Tennessee!
Demonstrators grow restless.
Move back!
When officers try to move them back, a protester hurls a brick at a police vehicle. Suddenly, the streets erupt in chaos. Riot police use tear gas to try and clear the crowd. But many refuse to leave. To prevent the violence from spreading, police shut down the Klan rally and lead the instigators away. But just a few blocks away, a group of people begin smashing storefront windows. Additional riot police are called to the scene. With the added forces, police regain control, and order is finally restored. But less than a mile away, another rally is just getting started. This one, however, is completely different. Their message is peace. not hate.
Now, to me, the KKK is really irrelevant. And what Dr. King stood for and still stands for today, that's why every single one of us marched today, to make sure that the rest of America never gets an opportunity to forget.
Dr. King's legacy of peace was founded on the right to free speech. In the city of Memphis, police are sworn to defend that right, despite its message of hate and intolerance. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video, a 15-year-old thief.
Now this guy is going about 120 miles an hour.
In a 3-ton truck, takes his friend for a ride.
This guy's just dangerous.
And takes Atlanta by storm.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Next.
In a pursuit, lives are always at risk. But when a pursuit takes place during rush hour, the danger skyrockets.
Atlanta, Georgia. A stolen Chevy Suburban plows through rush hour traffic.
This guy is going about 120 miles an hour.
Inside the vehicle, two teenagers wanted in a string of burglaries. Motorists get out of the way as quickly as they can. But this car can't move fast enough.
All right, well, he hit the car. He hit that car.
With a monster 40-gallon gas tank, this chase could go on for hours. When the freeway gets backed up with traffic, the desperate 15-year-old driver takes to the streets.
Oh, I can't believe it. This guy is hitting surface streets. They're just as packed.
Continuing its rampage down city streets, the 3-ton truck almost broadsides a car.
This is a commuter's nightmare.
When the Chevy barrels by at 75 miles an hour, pedestrians on both sides of the street run for their lives.
Now he's not stopping for anything or anyone.
Police move in to block access to busier streets.
Okay, no, these officers aren't going to let these suspects just go anywhere they want to.
So the teens jam back onto the freeway. As it grows dark, this pursuit becomes much more dangerous. For the safety of other motorists, officers give the Chevy plenty of room. But now with a clear track, these teens take even wilder risks, sideswiping two cars at once.
This guy's just dangerous.
Suddenly, traffic is held up by police, and the Chevy has to slow down. That's when officers move in. But just when it looks like the four-wheeler has run out of road, the driver makes his own road. The Chevy plows right over the concrete divider. Police quickly catch up and surround the Chevy. But in a startling move, the rugged vehicle cuts across the grassy median and races toward busy downtown Atlanta. Officers know they have to stop this truck now. A squad car uses the pit maneuver and sends the Suburban careening across the freeway. In an amazing move, an officer risks his own safety to trap the suspects. The Chevy is completely disabled, but this insane chase is still far from over. The suspects jump down 15 feet and run towards a shopping mall. Police have got to stop them before they make it inside and get lost in the crowd. The air unit blasts the suspects with a powerful spotlight, and officers race in to take them down. Finally, they're in handcuffs. For 2 long hours, these young suspects bulldoze their way on and off the freeway, powering onto city streets and city sidewalks. Fortunately for Atlanta commuters, officers looked out for their safety first. Then they made sure that these menacing young criminals were taken off the road once and for all.
Unbelievable.
Some days, it seems like too much work.
It just worked, Alan.
The odds are too great. The miles are too long.
This guy is going about 120 miles an hour.
The time is too short. But what makes it all worthwhile is taking even one of them off the streets.